When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. Crossover brought to you by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha. At everlevelconcrete.com. That was a source of contention yesterday.
It was, yeah. And I was right.
You were right.
That's okay.
Took good pride in that too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Happy Derby weekend, guys. Do you get into it?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Josh has got his Derby shirt on right now.
I love making a julep.
Yeah. Are you guys into mint juleps?
It's a bad drink.
I made him drink one time.
It's a bad drink. I'm going to have one tomorrow, but it's a bad drink.
I had one, and I feel like as long as you just have a bourbon. You don't need the mint julep part of it?
The second and the third one are just a bourbon, but the first one...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the gateway for the day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can respect that.
What are we looking at here? Fierceness?
Fierceness, yeah.
Sierra Leone?
Sierra Leone. I'm totally
Diamonds
forgetting.
Are forever.
There's two 10-to-1s that I was...
Oh, you like some 10-to-1s?
Ooh. Yeah.
Forever Young?
Yes, that's the one.
That's a Japanese horse.
Yes.
Hmm. And I don't see any other 10
to 1s.
Oh, yeah, Just a Touch.
Just a Touch.
Just a Touch.
Yeah.
Some 20 to 1s. Well, let's see. Best names in the field this year.
Yeah, there's nothing that was amazing.
Okay.
And we don't have any like 80 to 1s either.
Nothing scandalous.
No.
Who's got the good post spot?
Just a Touch. You could have.
Have they announced that yet?
Gone somewhere with that.
I don't know when they do that stuff.
Announce what?
The post spots, like what gate you're in.
The gates? Yeah, I thought they did.
Okay, great.
I believe they did.
Perfect. Let's see.
So is this, like for both, do you guys get into the entire Triple Crown, or is it just, you know, Derby, because everybody gets into the Derby?
I'll definitely watch.
The Preakness?
I mean, especially if the same horse that wins the Kentucky Derby wins the second one.
Yeah.
I'll watch a Belmont for sure.
Now that I have seen a Triple Crown horse in my lifetime,
yeah.
I admittedly
you're out
care less. Mm. I'll watch the Derby because there's some pomp and circumstance around it. But
okay, so American Pharoah did you in, huh?
Yeah, the other two I just don't care. Oh, so Encino has been scratched.
It was actually
not Encino Man, Encino Horse.
The American Pharoah. What year was that?
Oh boy,
was that 15, 16?
Let's see.
Maybe before that. Hell, that might have been 2014?
You could tell me
2015.
Anywhere between 2004 and 2018, and I would believe
you. Was it.
So that was our last Triple Crown winner?
Yeah. Well, that was the American Pharoah one.
Then there was a... Was there another one
I thought we had one after that, too, didn't we?
Okay, here we go.
Have I seen two?
So, yeah, American Pharoah... Justify.
There you go. Yeah.
That's doubled up on Bob Baffert's.
I think the American Pharoah one was when I realized that people really do get into it, but because it was Chasing History, because we were at a beer fest. They used to do the Omaha Beer Fest at Exarban Village. You guys probably went, and we stopped into one of the establishments over there just to cool down and. Obviously not to drink because we had already done that. But we also wanted to see if American Pharoah could pull off the Triple Crown.
Mm.
That place was standing room only, and everybody was watching it. And then as soon as the race was over, just cleared out.
Yep, that's all.
It was amazing.
Well,
so people really got into it.
Yeah, on the grounds of Exarban, you might be able to find a few people into horse racing.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
There have only been...
Beer connoisseurs and big fans of horse racing.
So if I'm reading this right, there have only been 4 Triple Crown winners since Secretariat. Which
that's why. And
that was in 73.
The American Pharoah one was the first since, right?
Since
that,
affirmed.
No, that was since affirmed.
Okay.
Secretariat, Seattle Slough affirmed, American Pharoah Justify are the last 5. That dates us back to 73, and then before that, you have to go to 48. So, yes, I mean,
it is rare.
We've been on a nice. We're If you're asking if we're due for one, we are not. We are not due for one. We've had two in the last 10 years.
And
sadly,
do we know who the Mutters are? I heard it's going to be okay by race time.
I want to bet the tiniest jockey.
There's some slop today.
Oh, really?
I know there's some slop today.
Well, yeah. That could...
they'll have it good for tomorrow.
That could definitely even the field a little bit. Could throw things in a different direction.
Kramer and Seinfeld of the Mutters.
The Mutters.
Loves the slop.
His mutter was a mutter.
Mutter was a mutter. Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. I will watch. Absolutely. Yeah. I will indulge in
do you... Do you dress up?
No, I won't dress up. Okay. But
does your wife have a big hat?
This will be the one time where I do, you know, I'll probably have a mint julep, and like Josh said, I'll move on to the next thing after that, just to get in the spirit of the day.
Yeah.
And my father-in-law's really into it, so we'll go over there and
pro tip.
Yeah.
If I may.
Yes, please.
If you're looking for mint, buy it today. There won't be any anywhere tomorrow.
That's true.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if they just ran out.
Did you know that it's also a sneaky good pimento cheese sandwich day, too?
That feels right.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
It's not the same. It's not going to have the same popularity as the Masters, but yes, a pimento cheese sandwich is also somewhat popular on Kentucky Derby Day.
Dave says on the text line, people forget that Omaha was a Triple Crown winner. That's right, 1935. Run by Willie Smokey Saunders.
Boom.
And
Smokey.
Yep. 1935. That was the third ever Triple Crown winner.
There is a horse from Iowa in it.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, we're always looking for local connections.
Gosh, which one is it? Now I'm told.
Any ownership teams that are hailing from our fine state, like that one?
I don't believe we have any
horse
from Nebraska,
a couple years ago.
Catching Freedom.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Catching Freedom.
Iowa owned horse.
Mm-hmm.
Catching Freedom, 8-1.
Hey, there you go.
That's a good look.
Maybe that's one to jump on.
It's a good look.
FanDuel Sportsbook, the only sportsbook that lets you bet on the Kentucky Derby.
Yes. You have that FanDuel Racing account, of course. But yes.
Did you guys ever go out to the local horse tracks? I guess Horseman's Park did the live ones before they had to do construction. Columbus, that's when I first got a chance to see live horse racing.
What's that one called again?
Ag Park. And then you have Fawner.
Fawner Park and Grand Island, yes.
Yeah. Ag Park was interesting.
Yeah, I went to a live race at Horseman's probably in the neighborhood of 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know if it was on the day of the Derby or right around it, but they were like, we have live racing. It's one of the 3 or 4 weekends, whenever they have live racing. I'm like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Go out there. They were like donkeys. It was awesome.
I see in Kentucky.
It was awesome. I didn't care what they were racing. I just wanted to place a couple bets. I like that donkey.
We did have to see in Columbus, we did have to see a horse get put down.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, we didn't
see watch it happen.
They put up a huge cloth like thing.
And then just naturally you're like, hey, what's going on behind this cloth?
Oh, it's a magic trick. All right. You know, he was alive and now he's not. You know, watch me make this horse his life disappear.
Yikes.
So that was kind of somber. But then we went back to drinking and betting on horses. So, you know, I think as an audience we got over it.
We're definitely in weird
We toasted in the horse's memory.
You could become an expert on some weird stuff around this time of year if you're interested. You know, you can get into, like, there's a big boxing event right around this time. We got the Kentucky Derby, various drafts of things. Yeah.
Is there a boxing event this weekend?
I don't know.
Everybody loves UFC 301.
Everybody loves the UFC now.
Yeah, UFC 301.
I do not care.
If only the UFC had, like, a star that they could promote.
Isn't Lionheart in this one?
Oh, that's a Nebraska connection.
Omaha Zone.
There you go.
Try to break into my house, and I will show you what's up.
That's exactly right. You picked the wrong house, buddy.
Do not break into my house.
Picked the wrong house. A good question on the YouTube here.
There's a Canelo Alvarez fight tomorrow.
There you go. He's a guy.
I think I just saw that up on the TV.
How about this from CJ on the YouTube stream?
Hi, CJ.
Why y'all hate Coach Prime so much and speaking on him if y'all tired of hearing about him?
I don't believe you and I have brought him up yet.
We talk a lot about dumbasses in sports. We're going to talk about Pat Beverly or later today.
Oh, yeah.
Did you admire the chest pass, though?
The guy, I mean, it was mechanically sound.
And then, his season is over. He doesn't even answer the question from the reporter. That's when he just decides to end it all.
Cowards.
But he did wish everybody a happy summer.
You have to listen to my podcast in order for me to have Respect to you.
Check
new
out
new media.
Check out the podcast if you want to know more on so why that happened. With
yeah,
the
we'll
fam.
Go. We'll go into Pat Bev Corner today. That'll be exciting. I heard you claim that Creighton is gonna, you know, rip off a few this weekend.
Because I like what they're doing with the rotation.
I told you this last week.
It's
I
very midweek.
I said, here's what they need to do. They need to pitch Eli Nissen on Friday, and that's
Get
what they're
Nissen,
doing.
You got Lumbel back from the dead.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and then Shea went. The pride of Blair, who is you and I have
because there's no midweek
seen
next
this,
week.
Yes, and we've seen this on the midweek. He is coming along really well.
He's going. He's going. Do you think
if that comes down to a Sunday, they got to win the series? You rolled out to true freshman Shea went.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Let's go.
I hope it gets to the last weekend where they have to, you know, they got to win three against Seton Hall or something like that.
I think it might.
Yeah,
I really do. I think it might. I took them to take 2 out of 3 this weekend. I think Nebraska sweeps.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Nebraska sweeps this weekend too.
Now here's
Minnesota has not been swept all year.
There is one game left for Creighton that they really don't want to play, and that is the Tuesday of the last week of the season against the Omaha Mavericks.
Oh yeah, and that's an early game. Isn't that the kid day?
And so we're and the problem is with the game, if you simply play it, you get hurt by it because their RPI is ass. So
what's the weather forecast?
Exactly. Yeah, right. If you're checking the weather, if you're on the Creighton baseball staff, you're looking at like what is it, May 14th?
And that game is.
And you're like, please God,
that's at Tal Anderson, right?
It's downtown. Okay, yeah, it's all downtown because it's Kids Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
St. Thomas is up in Fargo. Omaha's got Oral Roberts.
Yeah, it's a big weekend for Omaha. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because it's really nice out right now. I have good feelings about the Nebraska baseball teams this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just the vibes.
Yeah.
Weekend in May.
Yeah. It is. It's gonna be a gorgeous day.
I'm pulling the thing that I do a couple times a year, which is go down to Kansas City, catch a baseball game on Sunday.
You go to Kansas City and grab some lunch.
Kansas City, grab lunch. Then go to a baseball game. I'm very excited to see my beloved Kansas City Royals live and in person on Sunday. And eat some delicious barbecue.
What's Cleveland KC?
They don't play.
Isn't this weird?
They do not play until the first weekend in June.
That is so bizarre. I feel like right now they would have had 4 series already in the books.
Well, they've already played the White Sox 7 times.
Yep.
Kansas City has. And they've already they played Minnesota to start the year but haven't played them since. And who's the other?
Because I think Cleveland will
Detroit.
Have played,
they've already played Detroit a couple times.
I think
too.
Cleveland will have played Minnesota twice before they even play Kansas City.
It's stupid.
That's, that is interesting.
The Braves played the Phillies like in the first series of the year. They do not play again until July.
That's awesome. And then they'll play 100 times in the
There's
last
like no rhyme or
2
reason
months
for that. That's okay. All right.
It's all made up.
Why did? This is actually one of the first. This is the first day of the week that I can remember going back to the comment in the stream that I know we didn't for 4 hours bring up old Prime.
No, nope, we haven't talked about him. Probably
your show
since
agenda is today, but
we do not plan on talking about him today
unless he gives you reason to.
And we haven't. I don't think we've spoken on it since Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
And by the way, I'm of the rare people. I am not tired of hearing about him. I like to hear about him a lot.
I do too.
It often interests me when Sports Illustrated Sports Person of the Year starts trashing people on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's news.
So to the second part of CJ's comment of why are we talking about him if we're tired of hearing about him, I'm not tired of hearing about him.
I'm not tired of hearing about him.
I'd like to hear about him a lot.
I'm actually there with you. It's why we bring him up. The only thing that I said today that came close to any Coach Prime commentary was referring to the chicken at Pizza Ranch is mid at best. I said it's mid at best. And
Shadur?
Yes. So I it was more of a Shadur than it was Prime.
Mm-hmm.
And I stand by that. I think the chicken at Pizza Ranch is mid at best.
Theo comments on our coverage of Coach Prime.
Hi, Theo.
He says, Phil Happer show's been pulling punches on the Buffs drama this week. Maybe they'll get the green light today. But we'll have to talk to the bosses. You know, that's where the money comes from.
Why are you pulling punches?
That's what they told us.
Are you afraid to?
Connor's afraid to go out on a limb.
I heard those limbs are scary things.
That's what they told us. They were like, "You guys can't talk about this that much," and so we will be
all riled up. Yeah. The game gets nasty.
They definitely don't want that.
We just got too many days in between now and the game to what people are going to do with that angst. Yeah. They got to do something. It's probably not going to be positive. So
I do love,
we need to try to control the narrative.
I love the idea. Theo perpetuates this idea often, but I know he's not alone in thinking. But like the idea that like we talk about the things that like some mysterious big boss tells us about in order to like make money or something.
What's
like
your
that?
Agenda today? It's like, you know, when you always say, "Oh, what's on the agenda?" They like take that literally.
Well, you get your talking points emailed to you, right?
I do. Yeah. Usually right before I go to bed every night. And then more importantly, I get told what I shouldn't say.
Mm.
Yeah. That's the most important
thing. Do not bring this up.
Follow
the
money.
Do not talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can't talk about this that we have.
I love it.
We have investors that are tuned into it, and
that's true.
They don't like that.
Watch out for the investors,
especially this week.
Oh yeah,
they're this around town.
The Berkeys. Yeah. I got to give Gary credit on that one. He referred to them as the Berkeys. That was the first time I've ever heard the shareholders in town as the Berkeys.
The Make Berkeys. Farnham one or two, whatever we want Farnham to be.
They want it to be two ways all the time.
Two-way or what?
I will say that
whatever you want, make that happen.
I was driving downtown the other night.
Can get it done.
And I wanted to, or I was driving to Blackstone the other night, and I wanted to get off on Farnham, and it was around 5 o'clock, and I realized that I could not do that.
Oh, yeah.
I could not. I could not head that direction. That kind of bothered me because Dodge. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Dodge is a disaster.
Yeah. Always is.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hey,
especially when you get east of about 50th here.
But you made it past the pit, right? The pit on 72nd?
The Crossroads pit?
Yeah.
The Crossroads Memorial pit.
Out of money.
Only a little bit of dust. That's all.
The pit is a lot more, well, obviously when I get to work, it's very maneuverable. But even when I go home, it's pretty maneuverable.
Maybe the people who run the pit can ask some of these Berkshire investors for money.
There you go.
So that the pit would be not a pit
Fix
anymore.
It, Warren.
Did you see what's happened in your city?
We've improved
the most
a lot.
Centralized location.
The 72nd and Dodge area has come
together
nicely. This
is where people protest, man.
It's come together really nicely, and the library is going up.
Oh, you can see the structure. The beams are up.
There's people out there protesting books all the time.
Yep, we got protesting, and then the occasional celebration. If Nebraska were to win a national title, would we be back at 72nd and Dodge?
Look, I just got a tweet from one Gary Sharp. Now, Gary, just be very careful while you when you tweet this.
Gary?
But
did he go by?
He went by
WB's.
He went by Warren's house.
Oh,
and
nice.
Looks like they don't have the stanchions out there.
Yeah, they will this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
This is actually a really artful picture that Gary has taken.
It is.
They got to get the ropes up.
You cannot identify where this is.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, it's very good.
Everybody knows where Warren lives.
Sure. If you didn't, you could not look at this picture and go, "Oh, I know exactly where."
Do you
that
think
is.
He's home right now, or do you think he's in a suite at the?
I don't know. I often wonder how often he is there.
I went. My mother-in-law is a shareholder, and so we got a lanyard. We got to.
That's huge.
Stroll around last
going to
year.
The Mart?
We are, but not during this time because you'd be insane.
But you
do have the sale going on, like started last week.
You can
week.
Get the Mart Berkshire deal anytime.
Yes.
Not just this weekend, I believe.
They started their pricing a week ago because we are actually trying to get a new couch. I ain't going this weekend, though. So I walked around just to see. Yeah, there's a lot of places I didn't even realize were under the Berkshire Hathaway umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird. It felt like people were waiting for Warren to address all of the onlookers and
all of the patrons.
Because there is this huge stage because MSNBC and all the different financial networks do live shows from there.
Yeah.
And so I saw a couple people who looked like they were probably somebody. If you're in that world of watching your stocks and watching MSNBC and all of the different channels, I didn't recognize them, but I think some people were in awe of them. But unless Warren would have came walking by, that world was not going to do anything for
now, me. I wonder what the...
I got a good deal on some Fruit of the Loom socks.
I wonder what the big shareholders think of our airport right now.
Yeah, it's all messed up, right? It wasn't a great airport to them to begin with.
It is way jacked up
But
right
once
now.
They learn What's the happened? End game with
this
it,
is what progress
like,
looks
no,
like.
Yeah, in 3 years, they're going to love it.
Yeah.
Now, okay, and this is obviously serious, and unfortunately so. The general aviation that just got destroyed by the tornado.
Mm.
Was that an area that private jets were going to?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, there were actually some planes sitting out there, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as I know, they got that whole thing cleaned up.
No idea.
But there were, I mean, the amount of planes that were
damaged. What if you're like, I would like to, I haven't heard any of these stories or seen any of the videos yet, but if you're like, you know, you sit there, if you're on the, like in the Southwest terminal over mm-hmm. by, what's the bar that they have there?
Cracky
not,
McGee's.
No, it's not Cracky McGee's, it's the other one. It's the Northside terminal.
Is it Cracky McGee's too?
No, it's other Cracky McGee's. It's the Aviator or something
oh, yeah,
like that.
Oh, yeah, the hangar.
The hangar. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. But there's that big wall of windows that you're looking right out toward the general aviation thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're just watching that tornado
having
just
a beer.
Swoop down and...
I'm assuming... That's a good question. I never heard, if you were waiting for your flight, where'd they put you?
I watched planes take off not like 40 minutes before that.
Yeah.
Like they just go, you know, but if the weather's not here, they're out.
What if you're waiting in a terminal though? Was there a, I mean, I'm assuming there's a storm shelter. Did they evacuate? Did people have to seek shelter? Cause that's obviously too close to where you could be like, hey, you know what? It's over on that terminal.
And then
so you
do
should
you have
find...
to like re-enter security.
Yeah. Do you have to go back through TSA? Yeah.
I would think that
probably
that
do.
Building is pretty ironclad to where they're just like, yeah,
you're good.
Yeah.
They need to fix general aviation.
Maybe they said
we're flying out of there in 3 months.
They're like, we're not going to take
Josh.
Hey, look at you. They're not going to take any beer orders until the threat is passed. I don't know. I never heard, like, all the different stories, I never heard of what happened to the people that were waiting for their flight at the terminal.
There was never
amazingly, I haven't seen any videos.
Story.
Yeah.
Right. I would have been interested in this.
They sent us to.
Yeah, people are forgetting about the downtown tornado.
Yes.
There was the other tornado, obviously.
Yeah.
But,
and based on what it did to general aviation, that was.
That was big time.
That thing
and
had some teeth.
It basically, like, if you. I've seen some renderings of basically, like, the path that it took.
Yeah.
Our own John Bishop was at Charles Schwab Field, and it basically like developed and started to drop right over Charles Schwab Field before it finally touched down over there, which is crazy.
I have been sent a tweet.
Oh, let's see it.
Thank you, Jody, for sending us this way. This is from Epperly Airfield, April 29th. Omaha is open, operational, and ready to welcome thousands of visitors for the annual Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting. Whether arriving on a scheduled airline flight or private general aviation aircraft, expect normal operations at OMA.
Ready to roll. That was Monday.
That's pretty impressive that they were able to get that. Because the pictures in my old neighbor works, him and his son both work there. And he was sharing some photos and it looked just chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
And especially with all the planes that were completely demolished on top of the structures. Like that was no small task to get that operational, as they say.
Yep, so, they'll you know.
I wonder if they even know when they come in, like, oh,
I'm
wouldn't even know anything
patiently,
happened.
Patiently awaiting the takes about our airport.
From the Berkeys?
From various stockholders. Various big time stockholders. They come to Omaha and they're like, yeah, because they live in New York or LA or whatever. They'll come to Omaha and they're like, wow, this is nice.
This is easy living.
It's like everybody's just like, this is just so, like, look at this tiny little downtown.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's just so easy
quaint.
Living. Yeah, it's so quaint. Oh, it's kind of a downtown. Like, there's some
buildings
there.
Yeah, it's a city,
there,
I guess.
But it's
like
just
Main
not
Street.
It's like a very big Main Street.
This is a pretty nice city. We have a pretty good.
I agree.
Forbes says it's the best place to live of all time.
It should be.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
I don't know about our taxes, but...
No, we don't. They don't have to care about the taxes.
Yeah, that's true. So Jenny had, when she used to live over by Block 16 when we first started dating, and she gave up her apartment for this weekend as an Airbnb.
Nice.
And so I was there with her when there was, I think, a group of three, and they were all from California. They were super late because they had to stop at McDonald's, apparently. Because
that's a Warren Buffett move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they showed up. I'm talking... Three people, mind you. They probably had four bags of McDonald's. So I'm convinced they didn't think they could eat for the rest of the weekend. They're like, I don't know if they have restaurants in Omaha.
They probably close at 8, which is
honestly
probably true.
That might be the only McDonald's in Omaha. But they were some different cats, like trying to have just a normal conversation. They were
awkward. We have resumed relatively normal functioning post-COVID in terms of like hours that things are open. They're generally pretty dependable now. Remember, remember, like in the year or so after that, you would like go to a place and it'd be 7:30 at night. They'd be like, "Ah, we're closed," and everybody's response would be just like, "Yeah, okay, I get it."
I get it.
Didn't have enough people to stay open.
I get it. It's on me. I should have got here at 4:30. That's my bad.
Things are open now, which is nice.
Except at night, grocery stores not open 24 hours.
Like 50-50? Or zero. They're just not.
No, okay. And you got to be careful which side of the building you go into past 7, because they close down one side of the door. It's always funny. You always know. You wait for someone to go, like, "I think this one is closed. Wait, I see someone going that way." Okay, yeah, they're going that way now. they tried to unlock the door and it didn't happen. So good weekend.
A lot of fun.
A lot of stuff going on.
Indeed.
Little NFL news to get you out the door on?
Sure.
The Dolphins are signing Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh, yeah! Tyreek and Odell.
1 year, $8.25 million.
What was the other story
on
with Odell
today? On a weekend
of
investment talks, that's a good investment right there.
Nice.
I think Warren would approve.
What's going on in Odell's personal life right now, though? Didn't you say something about him before?
Him and a Kardashian have broken up.
Yeah.
Was it Kim?
I think it was.
It was Kim, yeah.
Man, Kim has dated a lot of people.
She's
married a few.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
I get it.
Where's Pete? Who's Pete dating these days?
Whoever
I don't know.
Wants.
Who's the latest divorcee? That's who Pete's dating.
Good question.
Great question.
Or who is Pete Deaton? Who's Pete Deaton that's going to lead to a divorce?
That's another great question. Maybe there'll be another song about him.
I still have a lot of questions. How does he do that? But anyway, I don't have enough time for that one.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
Enjoy the golf.
I will.
I've heard.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you playing?
Stone.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't got out yet this year. It's May. This is late for me.
I know. This is late for me. Yeah. This is my first one in Omaha. Yeah. I got to go to Arizona once.
We'll get it going.
Yeah. We should make a company thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good idea.
Let's get some takers.
Speaking of investors.
Exactly.
Could be you. The crossover powered by Every Level Concrete Repair in Omaha at everylevelconcrete.com. We'll start things off on a Friday next.
That's the crossover. The Connor Happer Show is next on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.